Death toll from poisoned alcohol rises to 25 in Costa Rica. By Amy Furr on August 19, 2019. The death toll has risen to 25 due to alcohol laced with poisonous methanol in Costa Rica, according to reports. Officials said 59 people have been hospitalized and 10 bars were closed down. Reports state that almost 55,000 containers of alcohol have been seized by authorities. Reports said the victims include 19 men and 6 women with ages ranging from 32 to 72. 7 of those people died in the capital, San Jose, the Daily Mail reported. Of the deceased, there are 19 men and 6 women, aged between 32 and 72, who died, 7 in San Jose, 1 in Alajuela, 2 in Heredia, 5 in Cartago, 3 in Guanacaste, 1 in Punta Arenas, 4 in Limon, and 2 that are still under investigation, the ministry said. Costa Rica's Ministry of Health said in a statement that the containers seized were laced with a colorless liquid that is commonly found in antifreeze. By adding methanol to distilled beverages, sellers can increase the volume of liquid and the overall potency of the alcohol. The list of tainted alcohol brands includes Guaro Chonete, Guaro Curaçao, Guaro Sachetto, Red Star Brandy, Brandy Red Barnacle, Brandy Timbuca, Brandy Molotov, Guaro Montano, Guaro Gran Apache, Aguardiente Estrella, Aguardiente Baron Rojo, Aguardiente Timbuca, and Molotov Aguardiente. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website stated that symptoms of methanol poisoning include confusion, headache, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting. On July 22, Breitbart News reported that the Ministry of Health was investigating the 19 deaths documented earlier that month that were linked to methanol poisoning. The Ministry of Health is carrying out the actions to reduce the exposure of consumers to the products adulterated, as well as related investigations, in coordination with other institutions, to determine the subjects related to this adulteration. The ministry said, adding that individuals or companies who are marketing adulterated alcoholic beverages are exposed to a variety of both administrative and criminal penalties.